over here on Paxton on a beautiful Election Day, November 4th, and a big harvest event going on over here. Got a FFA advisor, Corey Turner, with me. Corey, this is quite some thing you got, you know, landed. I know planned this, but you're the one that kind of got him into it and started last year, so this is the second annual event. But just talk about the farm equipment laid out here and just how you're just chopping through different groups of students working up to the high schoolers getting to see and getting the hands-on experience.
Yeah, so we've got everything from a combine, manure spreaders, sprayers, several different tractors that the kids are able to go around, and we've got people from different dealerships that are talking about their different equipment. And those, like the elementary kids just got done going through, and they were able to go around and learn about what each piece of equipment does. And yeah, it's kind of turned into a kind of an ag show type of deal, ag expo. And those kids are really getting to be able to learn about the process at this point.
Well, it's a way, I mean, there's obviously there's some kids that already have the experience. They maybe live on a farm. They understand a lot of things already, but probably there's a good share of kids too that haven't had this type of experience, and it can kind of get them oriented, if nothing else, to understand kind of, you know, how it works a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. They, you know, we all drive by it every day, but I don't know that too many people actually stop and pay attention to what is actually happening in the fields. This gives those kids an opportunity when they're driving to North Platte or Ogallala and they see a combine out in the field, they know what's going on.
Yep. And then the plan is, obviously, you're going to work through the high school here in the afternoon, but they're also going to be harvesting the fields out here that the school owns and Landon planted the dry land and did the strip till. Yep. or he did actually two different types on that. But, I mean, it looks good right now. It looks like it's just at a perfect point to be harvested.
Yeah, I think it's right. I talked to them this morning. They picked a little bit, and they said they didn't pay attention to the moisture content in it right now. But, it's looking good. They said that from the little bit that they picked this morning, it was dang near as much as what he got from the whole field last year.
Well, I know you put this idea in him a couple years ago, got him thinking about it. You got to be delighted with the way this has turned out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when we went into it, I was just wanting somebody to farm it and get some experience that way. Landon took it from that to, you know, getting the whole community involved. And I think more importantly, the school, getting the rest of the students to understand what's going on there. And then also to help them understand what we do in FFA too. He's done a good job of explaining his supervised agricultural experience project that consists of this. And then, you know, getting those younger elementary kids excited about FFA and the possibilities that come with it has been good.
You took a fairly large group of Paxton FFAers to Indianapolis this past week. What was that like?
Yeah, we took our six officers and we went down and watched Ainsley McConnell actually got her American degree, which is the highest honor an FFA member can get in the organization. It was great. I got to watch those kids go from, you know, they always got along good, but you spend 29 hours in the car together and, you know, they really came together and had a good experience. They got to go down and see 70,000 other FFA members dressed just like them. And I think it really solidified the fact that they're part of something bigger than just themselves or what we've got going on here in Paxton.
Yeah, got a great thing going with the FFA chapter over here. Corey, thanks for your time, and we'll enjoy the rest of the day. Nobody could have ordered up a day like this when you thought, you know, schedule something November 4th. You know, it's kind of flip a coin on chances of getting a good day, or usually it's kind of in between, but this is pretty good.
Yeah, we couldn't ask for a better day or a better turnout. It's going to be good.
Okay, thanks again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Let's talk to the man who planned this out, Landon Drews, a junior at Paxton High School, here enjoying a wonderful event here today. First of all, how'd you get the guy upstairs to order up such a great weather day?
I couldn't have asked for a better day. It's beautiful out here. We're having a a great day. It's already almost 80 degrees out.
Yeah.
Kids are having a great time. Their moods have been amazing because of the weather. Weather changes people's moods, and they're asking questions like none other.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole purpose of this, other than to show off. You've got, six or seven big different pieces of tractor equipment and things that are in the fields and doing different things, including a manure spreader. I noticed it when I was talking to Corey there a moment ago. But especially for the kids that don't know about this and maybe have seen it equipment, they're learning about each of these pieces. They're going from one, you know, each piece, and there's people that brought them here that are explaining what it does.
Yeah, it's amazing. We had a lot of generous donors come on this year, bring on equipment. They wanted to bring equipment, and they're doing a great job explaining to the kids about what they do and just letting the kids climb on them and look at them and see what they do, because not every piece of equipment here does the same thing. We have different tractors that go from pulling big pieces of equipment to having tracks on them even. So it's just a really cool day out here.
Yep. And another cool thing is they're starting to harvest plot that you planted last spring. And tell us about the initial yields, the numbers you're getting on that coming in.
Yeah, the first one we picked did 81 for a yield, and that's huge from last year. Last year we had an average of 43 bushel, and to come in this year and pick one row, first 12 rows, and have 81 bushel, it's going to be a great plot this year. It's going to turn out amazing.
Yeah, pretty good for some dry land corn. And you were telling me when I was over here a couple weeks ago, you did some no-till and strip-till, right?
Yeah, the first one we picked here was no-till. Was strip-till. The no-till could be way better, and it could be also way worse. It's just, we'll have to see here when we pick the next one and see how it does.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this is a great day for everyone, but the students, I mean, that's what you're gearing this towards, to get them, maybe some that never considered a career in agriculture, to pique their interest a little bit and get them interested in it, right?
Yeah, this whole day I dedicate to the kids. It's amazing coming from a rural school like this with 600 kids, 600 people in the town, that not many of them know what happens out here. Not many of them know about farming. And I want to get that mind sparked in them that farming is a big part of our community, because we're starting to lose it. We're starting to lose numbers in farming, and we definitely need to bring those numbers up, because somebody's got to feed this country.
Sure. It's a big challenge, and that's what it boils down to. Nobody's going to be too happy if you know, we don't get enough people that decide to go into this profession, for sure.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I constantly worry about here in the next 10, 15 years what's going to happen, because not as many people are interested in it as they used to. Even in my dad's generation, that's all everybody told him, was to come back and farm. And now we're starting to lose that. People are kicking their kids out of home and not telling them to come back and run these small farms and small communities that need this. They need the farm. That's what brings them all together and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're doing a great thing. I must say, I'm pretty impressed and the way they have this organized too. And the kids just start on one end and just go file through to each piece of equipment and learn about it. And it'll be great to hear when they get. You expect them the whole plot that you planted to be harvested today and find out numbers?
Yeah, we're hoping to get it all harvested today. I'm thinking we might need to take the truck and dump it, though. We already filled up half a hopper, and we're not even halfway done. We're probably even a quarter away done. It's doing great this year. Yields are showing it. Rain has helped, really.
Yes. Yeah, we had timely rains. And again, tell us what you intend to use the money raised from this.
I intend to use it. I really want to put it back in FFA, but most of it's going to help me gear towards going and getting a good degree in college and help me come back and do this and hopefully be in the farming community.
Serve the community. I love to hear it. Thanks a lot, Landon, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
All right. Thank you.